This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Pulse with Daryl and Hanif. Before the break, we were talking to Tay Che Siang, the head honcho of the Malaysian Real Book Project and the Malaysian Jazz Marathon. Do you remember that the event, the whole 12-hour virtual concert, will be streaming November the 15th on the MJPF Facebook page. Also, if you'd like to revisit the interview with Che Siang, do head over to our website www.bfm.my/pulse. Alright, from the jazz world, we move on to something a lot different, Hanif.
Yeah, we're going to be moving on to rave music, or rave scene rather. Now, Daryl, what do you usually think about whenever people mention rave music?
Lots of people, epic lights, fireworks, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
That can be mentioned on air.
Yeah. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. I think you're teasing something there that's pretty interesting. Yeah, but as much as rave music or rave scene is about those things, there are also growing movements out there that are promoting a more quote-unquote positive culture around rave and EDM music.
Yeah.
And one such movement is Move for Love. It's based in Australia, but they're targeting a global market. And the founder is from Malaysia. His name is Avnesh Ratnanathan, but he's more commonly known as DJ One Conscious. And together with his partner, Yemi Akinpelumi, also known as Yemi the Cat, they founded Move for Love, a movement that that advocates for a more positive approach to dance, music, and wellness. Basically, substance-free, almost like a straight-edge approach to the scene.
Yeah, this is interesting because almost every genre has a stigma, right, attached to it. During the break, we were talking about the jazz scene and how you think that the stigma of, you know, only highbrow people and cultured people, you know, can listen to jazz music. But I get what you mean, you know, there's a stigma in the rock scene, there's also a stigma, and especially in the rave scene, right? So Move for Love is something that tries to eradicate that.
I wouldn't say eradicate, but they're just trying to introduce an alternative approach to the scene. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So they've hosted and organized a lot of music events prior to the pandemic, and during the pandemic they've adapted and started hosting virtual events that are attended by many. They also recently released a new single also called Move for Love, featuring local singer Elvira Arul. Yeah, so despite not being something entirely new, I'm quite curious to actually explore the dynamics of combining positive elements to a scene that's not that well known for it. Again, like you said, Daryl, there is that stigma attached to the rave scene, right? And more interestingly, DJ One Conscious even included elements of mindfulness to what he does. So imagine rave music and mindfulness.
Yeah. Not exactly something you put together, but interesting to see how it will work, right?
Yeah. So he joins us on the line via Zoom to share stories about his efforts. Thanks for joining us, Avnesh. Now you're advocating for a more positive approach to rave and EDM music and scene, but some would say that elements such as alcohol and tobacco go hand in hand. So how do you respond to that?
Yeah, look, it's super interesting because, you know, when I just naturally was inclined to like dance music. When I grew up, I was into R&B, hip hop, and that sort of thing. But as I grew older, I really got into, and I went and lived in the UK, I got more into dance and house music. So that was the music that I wanted to play. And as I got more and more associated with that, and, you know, let's call it what it is, in many countries, it's associated with drug taking, it's associated with high levels of alcohol consumption, it's associated with some of these things. But not everyone does that. You know, there's a lot of people that go there to just really enjoy the music. And people in their homes enjoy dance music and house music. People go to gyms. When you think about the music that they play in gyms, a lot of time it is dance music and house music. And you use that high vibe to exercise, to move, and to re-energize yourself. And when I did some research into the whole scene, I actually found out that, you know, when raves first started many, many, many years ago, like 20, 30 years ago, actually the whole purpose of these sorts of events was to help connect people. They had this philosophy called PLUR, P-L-U-R, and that was about peace, love, unity, and respect. So it's nothing to do with substance abuse, nothing to do with that. It was really about connecting people, you know, having a positive vibe, creating a sort of a community of human beings that help each other and enjoy each other. And what's happened is that scene got overtaken by substances, right? And illegal substances. And that's kind of tainted the purity of the music. And so I think what I'm trying to do now, and my team at Move for Love, and is really bring back that purity of the music and make it more accessible to people who really enjoy this music. Because when we have our events and, you know, when we had our sort of parties, we had people between the age of, say, 20 to 50 in Australia coming to these things, quite a big range. But when we did our live streams, we had mothers with children. We had people that were 70 years old dancing. I had people in wheelchairs dancing, you know, people with disability. And, you know, it's just opened up because a lot of people want to listen to this music but don't want to take the substances, right? And we're really catering for that need out there, especially now with the CMCOs and the sort of the lockdowns and quarantines. People are lonely. Loneliness is one of the biggest epidemics that's happening that we don't know about. And this music is actually helping connect people through online events and helping them with their mental health, but also their physical health as well.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting that I guess you go back to the core essence of the philosophy behind, I guess, house music, right? But like you said, it has been overtaken by a different approach. Do you think that right now, is there a clash between the two school of thoughts?
I don't think there's a clash. I think you just got to go and do something different. Right, you've got to innovate. You've got to create a scene that is already happening. So, in Australia, for example, there's many events that are, you know, sort of substance-free dance events. Right, many ones. We call them by many different names. They're not always called raves, but there's many of them. And so, that scene has already grown. I don't think we are super original in what we're doing. What I think is unique about what we're doing is that, you know, where it's evolved from, you know, since 2017 when we started it being parties to now being wellness events, you know, where we're incorporating some mindfulness, like breathing techniques, some stretching, the dancing part of it, as well as sharing gratitude practice. So being grateful for what we're doing. So there's this 4-in-1 kind of combination along with the dancing that makes it a more holistic kind of transformational experience. So people are coming in, they're having a terrible day at work, they've had a fight with their boss or an argument with their partner, or they're stressed about work, and they come to these events, and they come to these sort of events now, which are, you know, I'm calling online events as well, and they're being completely transformed, you know, at the end of the events. So I think the fact that technology is now allowing these sorts of events to be streamed online, it's making the music more accessible. And therefore, I think we're just riding a wave that is already occurring. Mm-hmm. And we're sort of, at the same time, we've got that underpinning philosophy of love that makes it so much more powerful.
Just now you mentioned mindfulness, and I find that quite interesting because incorporating the element of mindfulness in this movement seems to be quite unique in that sense, especially because we don't usually associate mindfulness with upbeat music, right? Usually it's more associated with, I guess, peace and serenity and quiet, right? So how do you actually make it work? Yeah, incorporating mindfulness in what you do.
Yeah, so it's super interesting how this has come about, because a lot of it has come through my own personal journey of, you know, even running two companies. So, you know, got really, really super stressed because there's a lot of responsibility. And this is, I'm going back sort of 8-9 years ago when I got first introduced to mindfulness. And I was depending on alcohol to help me cope with the stress. But what I found, it was damaging my body and I was not able to work productively. And so I had to find another way. And I actually had a friend who was practicing these mindfulness techniques, breathing, staying calm. And I started using them at work, and it really helped transform me to become more productive. And so when I was starting to get into the music side of things and dance and house music and upbeat vibes, which is also having a positive effect in a different way, I started to become curious and say, well, what if we combine all this? Like, what if we combine the calming aspect with the high vibrational physical movement aspect? You know, is there a more powerful effect that can come from it? And I think what we're finding now is that it is, you know, life is one big experiment. And in music, you're experimenting all the time and you're experimenting with the format. And so bringing together the breathing, the calming effect, and then doing some stretching before you get into the dancing is really having some magical effect at the moment that I don't fully understand, but we've tried it and it seems to work. And I have been to some events where they've done a little bit of dancing and stretching, or a little bit of mindfulness and, let's say, yoga and stretching, and a little bit of gratitude, But I haven't seen all of that come into one session, you know, and we've done that in 1 hour sessions, and we're finding it's very potent. So I'm going with this right now and just seeing where it goes.
Mm. Let's talk about the new single that you released recently, Move for Love. Can you tell me more about the song?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, when we were running the parties and around, you know, substance-free parties, so, you know, no drugs, no alcohol, no cigarettes. It's just come here, be healthy, have fun, meet amazing people. We then realized that, you know, there's only so many events you can do in a week or a month because, you know, it takes a lot of organizing. And myself and my partner that started Move for Love, Yemi the Cat, that's his DJ name. His name is Yemi Akinpalumi. And we thought, well, how do we get this movement, this philosophy out to more people? Because we clearly can deliver an amazing experience in an event. We can pull 100, 200 people. But how do we communicate this message to thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people around the world, maybe even millions one day? And, you know, we said, well, let's start producing music that's around the philosophy. And so the idea came about somewhere in middle of 2019. And we then said, okay, well, who do we know that can work with us to do this? And obviously I was traveling between Australia and Malaysia, and I got introduced to a composer slash producer who is quite well known in Malaysia. His name is Naveen Kumar, also known as Navigator. And he's won a few awards here in Malaysia. And, you know, we really clicked and hit it off. And I said to Naveen, dude, I'd love to work with you to produce my first track. It's going to be called Move for Love. It's going to have these sorts of philosophy, messages, melody. I went about writing the lyrics and the melody behind it and worked with Naveen to really build it out to a dance track. And the thing about Naveen is that, and Navigator, he works a lot with sort of Malay rock music, hip hop, and he's never really done a commercial dance music track before. So this was a new thing for him as well in terms of this genre. But we really hit it off. And as we were producing it, we then said, hey, hang on a second, this needs vocals. You know, this song really needs vocals to really make it stand out. And so I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot at writing the vocals. And as I was flying back from Sydney to KL, one day I was on the plane and I wrote all the lyrics on that plane ride back. And as I landed in KL, I sent it to him. I said, Naveen, here are the lyrics. And so he then suggested bringing on Elvira Arul, who's, you know, quite a well-known Malaysian singer. And again, I listened to her voice initially and I said, okay, well, she seems to have this very strong pop R&B sound and, you know, not your typical dance track sound. But I said, that's what I want, that we want to bring something really unique to this track. And she had such a powerful voice that I felt hadn't really, you know, could really make an impact in the dance scene. And so, you know, she sang the vocals and, you know, tweaked the lyrics a little bit based on her style and did such an amazing job that, you know, that the track now feels like such a powerful high vibe track that really, you know, the comments I get back is like, you know, I'm feeling low in my day and I listen to the song and it puts a smile on my face and it puts a spring in my step. So, you know, it's been a really exciting production and I'm really keen to see where it goes.
That was Avnish Ratnanason, also known as DJ One Conscious, founder of Move for Love. If you'd like to find out more about their movement or follow their live streams, you can check out their website at moveforlove.com.au.
Yeah, it's a really interesting global movement, right? As he put it, you know, race does have that stigma and sometimes people feel intimidated to, you know, be amongst... they love the music, but not so much the people around them, right? So to create a safe space for people of all different cultures and backgrounds, it really is a nice thing to have.
Yeah, indeed. And it goes beyond just the parties. So like he said just now, people are using rave music or EDM music to work out, you know, in gyms and whatnot. Mm. Yeah, so it's interesting that the music itself has grown beyond just the party scene, right?
Definitely.
Now let's hear the single. This is Move for Love by DJ One Conscious featuring our very own Elvira Arul right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.